do people picture God in their minds? When people think about God, what do they think about, if they think about God at all? I suppose there are a number of people who picture God the same way God is often shown in cartoons or certain paintings. An elderly man, white hair, white beard, long flowing robe surrounded by angels, a grandfatherly image, if you will, kind and welcoming, having the personality to match. While others think of God as a sort of angry judge or angry ruler sitting on the throne and dispensing judgment. Across the centuries, and even to the present day, people have not been content with imagination alone. They want more. And so they've taken created things like the sun or the moon or even the planets and turned them into gods to worship. Or have fashioned objects out of wood or clay or bronze and bow down to them as their gods. The prophet Isaiah mocks that kind of a god. You may not realize it, but the prophet Isaiah actually had a biting wit. Listen how he describes a carpenter who, on the one hand, makes himself the creator, carves out a god with his own hands. Listen. He cuts down cedars or chooses a home tree or an oak and lets it grow strong among the trees of the forest. He plants a cedar and the rain nourishes it. Then it can be used as fuel. Part of it he takes and warms himself. He kindles a fire and bakes bread. Then he makes a god and worships it, makes it a carved image and bows down before it. Half of it he burns in the fire. Over this half he roasts meat, eats it, and is satisfied. He also warms himself and says, "Ah, I am warm. I can feel the fire." The rest of it he makes into a god, his idol, bows down to it and worships it. He prays to it and says, "Save me, for you are my God." Isaiah chapter 44. The carpenter turned worshiper seems completely unaware of the fact that he's bowing down to the other half of his cooking fire. This is laughable. It is laughable until we start looking at our own lives. Now, maybe we don't think of God as a grandfather. Maybe we don't have fashioned objects we use to worship as idols. But we have other things in which we can place our ultimate trust. It may be money. It may be power. It may be any number of things that we consider of great value to us and we worship. We also have false ideas about who God is and what God is like. And there's nothing funny about that. Now, even if we admit that we cannot truly picture God, that we cannot imagine God's form, There's another question that people ask. People ask, what is God like? What kind of God is God? But there's a better question. And the better question is this, not what do I think of God, but what does God think of me? Again, some people think of God as this angry judge, unforgiving, unkind, a divine killjoy, throwing all these rules and regulations and demands at us. Others imagine the opposite, thinking of God as warm and friendly. He winks at sin. He overlooks it because people, they try so hard. This kind of God condones everything and is critical of no one. There's no need for Jesus or blood or sacrifice or the cross. The thing is, we do not have to use our imagination to know what God is like. He's told us. God has told us what he's like, at least as much as our human understanding can grasp. He has revealed himself in creation. He has revealed himself through his word as our creator, as the triune God, as the Father of our Lord, and in Christ as our Father. We don't have to wonder what God thinks about us. We have the answer in a familiar verse from Scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. There is no guesswork involved. God himself took on human flesh, was conceived in a virgin's womb, born a helpless infant. If you want to see God, if you want to know what God is like, look in the manger at Christmas. There is where you will find him. Most of us are familiar with the haunting Advent song, O Come, Emmanuel. We usually sing it at this time of year. Emmanuel is a personal name, and the name means God with us. It was the name to be given to the Son to be born in Isaiah's prophecy to King Ahaz, and later fulfilled in the birth of Jesus. That newborn infant, that was the sign that Ahaz did not want to see. But God gave the sign anyway. It was a sign of defeat for Ahaz's enemies, and a sign of comfort, a sign of the presence of God with his people. The sign was a virgin-born son who would be called Emmanuel, a name that tells us just who that virgin-born son is, God with us. Joseph, who was engaged to be married to the virgin mother of that son, that holy sign, he himself needed a sign from God. Mary was expecting a child. The child was not Joseph's. Now, Joseph could marry his bride or, because of the circumstances, could divorce her. Since this was, in ancient terms, more than an engagement, although not quite the full wedding that we think of today. They were betrothed. So he could have legally divorced her. But Scripture tells us that Joseph was a kind and just man. He knew that if he divorced Mary, this would lead at least to shame if not greater harm to Mary. So he decided to do everything quietly. That way he would at least spare Mary from harm, maybe even help preserve her reputation. But Joseph received the sign he needed, the sign that King Ahaz had rejected so long ago. God sent his angel to tell Joseph, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." Mary's holy child was to be named Jesus, which means God saves, because this child would save his people from their sins. This was the sign that Ahaz did not want, the sign that God gave anyway. This was the sign that Joseph needed and received. This was the sign we didn't even know we needed, and God gave it to us. This virgin-born son is God in human flesh, God born among us to be one of us. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Scripture tells us that in Jesus, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. We don't have to guess. We don't have to wonder what God is like. Look to Jesus and you can see what God is like. And what does God think of you? Well, look to Jesus, the child of Bethlehem, the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice for our sins. There you will see what God thinks of you. There you'll see the love of God. As the Apostle Paul has written, God was in Christ, reconciling all things to himself, making peace by the blood of the cross. No guesswork is needed. If you want to see what God thinks of you, look in the manger this Christmas. There you will find him, Jesus, who is God in the flesh. Then later, during the season of Lent, look for Jesus on the cross. That is where you will find him. Jesus, God in flesh, who suffered and died for you. And on Easter, look for him in the tomb. But you won't find him there, because he's risen from the dead and he's alive. He is risen from the dead, God in flesh, to be God with us, God with you.